Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah and Daniel joining us this morning from Code Ninjas. How's it going, Daniel?
Good, good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. I am doing well almost to the weekend, so really no complaints. Now, Code Ninja, something that kids are getting really into is the whole coding thing, Wes. I don't know if you know about that.
I know nothing about it. My kids are very much into it, though.
I don't either. And I'm like, are they smarter than we are?
Yes. In this aspect, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so can you explain for someone who doesn't have kids that is into this or hasn't gotten to that point yet what coding exactly is?
So coding is, there's several different languages of coding. The most common one that we teach is JavaScript.
Okay.
Now, people say that JavaScript is kind of like the Latin of coding, where if you learn JavaScript, it becomes a lot easier to learn the different languages.
Gotcha.
And all of these languages, basically what it does is it's just something that you can type in and tell a computer what to do.
Honestly, I don't know how old you are, Daniel, but were you around during MySpace?
Yes, I was, but okay. I was really young.
Okay, because I thought it was impressive when I could embed a song onto my MySpace profile and have it pop up correctly. Is that what coding is?
You would need...
He's like, not even close.
Daniel's over here like, she referenced MySpace in this interview.
No, the kids at Code Ninja, they're like learning how to build video games.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. So really, we're teaching them the concepts of coding, but they don't even really see it that way. Every project that they work on in Code Ninjas, it turns into a computer game. So they're actually able to put their code in and hit a start button and see what their code actually did for that computer game.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of ages are we talking about?
So for our regular program, is an after-school drop-in program. It works similar to that of like a gym membership where they get like, they have a certain number of hours they come in per month. You can either get your kids signed up for 4 times a month or 8 times a month. And your hours work based on your convenience. So there's no set schedule or anything. You kind of just come in during our student hours. Now the ages for that program are 7 to 14.
Okay.
And I do have a couple of 6-year-olds that are getting started.
Oh,
golly.
Yeah, 6-year-olds.
6-year-olds are smarter than me for sure.
Way smarter than us. Not just you, Wes. Now, Code Ninjas, though, one of the world's largest and fastest growing kid coding franchises in the U.S. So while Gurney does have this, this is something that is all over the U.S., Canada, the U.K. But it's cool because this is a way for kids to have fun and learn, and parents are going to see results from this.
Yep, that's really our slogan. It's Code Ninjas. Kids have fun, parents see results.
Now, can you explain, like, because they say coding is the new literacy of the 21st century.
So, there's no best way to explain that. But if you think about, like, in the past 10 years, the only example I can think of off the top of my head is, like, cars. But look at the progression in technology over the past 10 years. Like, 10 years, like, 2011, people were just now getting, like, built-in Bluetooth in their car. People had screens in their car, and they thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Now, 10 years later, we have cars that drive themselves.
Right.
So that technological advancement, if you think about that, that in itself probably opened up jobs. Some jobs that before may not have required some technical know-how, now people that are doing those jobs kind of need that technical know-how. So in the future, everything is going to be slightly more... Not even slightly more, but as time goes on, it's going to get more and more technology-wise.
Well, like, you referenced the way that, you know, we've grown in technology in the last decade. Do you think it's going to continue to grow that
most
fast?
Certainly. I don't know.
Isn't it crazy to think about, like, where could we be, you know, in 10 more years?
Well, we thought we were going to be flying in cars by now, right?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
We thought we were going to be the Jetsons.
That was a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Huge letdown. But either way, something that our kids, our youth, is they're going to have to get educated.
Yeah.
And I always tell my kids, like, make sure that you're going in to do a job that a computer can't take over for you or learn how to work on those computers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that right there is a reason why Code Ninja is good for kids.
Yeah.
All
and
ages.
Then also, just because even if they learn it now, as they get older, if they decide that maybe like an IT field isn't for them, computer science isn't for them,
right,
they still have that know-how in the back of their head. So if they want to go on and become an engineer or a doctor. They just have that extra knowledge in their mind that they can do something with later on in the future.
That's kind of what I was wondering. Was this something that's for fun, or is this something that they could actually apply to a job later?
I would
later
say
in life?
Majority of our students are doing it just for the fun of it.
Really?
Yeah.
But it could be applied to a job later in life?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We actually say that once they finish our entire curriculum from white belt to black belt, they can actually start applying for like junior internships and stuff like that as like a junior
developer.
Oh, wow. Oh, because I remember when this first, because you're right off of Washington, you're actually right next to my chiropractor, but when you guys first filled that building space, I was like, oh, this is like a karate place because it's Code Ninjas. But you guys, you do scale people on like white to black
belt?
Yeah,
so it's actually like a karate theme. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever kick anybody?
No.
We don't ever kick anybody, no.
You coded that wrong. Now, you mentioned the after school program, but there are other programs that you offer for kids, again, of all ages.
Yes, so right now, since we have summer going on, we have summer camps every week. If anyone needs information on our camps, you can just go to codeninjas.com. Type in the nearest location to you, and there's always going to be like a summer camps tab.
Okay.
And they have whatever center that you choose that's closest to your location. It'll give you their entire summer calendar. And like
cool.
For us, like I said, there's multiple locations. So everybody kind of does their own types of programs. Some locations might be doing this. Some locations might be doing this. But every location has that calendar on their website. And the way we're doing it is every week, there's a different camp. So, like, for 5 days, it'll be, like, a YouTube camp.
Okay.
5 days, it'll be a JavaScript camp. Yeah.
Now, do you ever have an old dude day?
Like, I'm sorry, what was it?
An old dude day? Like, where people like me can go in there?
No, this isn't for old
You would be surprised. Like, a lot of people have asked. A lot of really? People have asked, like, yeah, are you guys going to start doing, like, adult classes and stuff?
Maybe.
We'll see. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Get you a senior discount over there, okay? Now, you guys do a parent night out. You do birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Really, again, and you did mention everybody is kind of different as far as the programs they have to offer. You could get that information, though, at codeninjas.com. Your location, though, in Gurnee off of Washington Street. And one of the first programs you mentioned is the after-school program, mm-hmm. and there's busing provided.
Yes.
Since you guys are in that part of Gurnee, I'm not going to give you any grief because it's busing from Woodland, which I'm on the opposite side of Gurnee. We're not in the Woodland district.
Shout out to Viking.
Shout out. Thank you. Are you a Viking kid too?
No, but my best friend went to Viking.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same page there. Again, Daniel, thank you so much for coming in. Parents can get more information. Same website, codeninjas.com.
Yeah, honestly, give us a call to schedule a free session.
Okay.
Every Code Ninjas has free sessions for potential students. If you're a parent that's interested for your child, just give your nearest Code Ninjas a call. Let them know you want to do a free game building session.
But go to Gurnee.
Go to Gurnee.
Go to Gurnee because it's Gurnee's got it. Daniel, thank you so much for coming in. Before we let you go, got to know, what's your Gurnee go-to?
Mr. Pita.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Mr. Pita.
Can I tell you, the first time I went in there, I was like, I don't know what to do here. And they're like, well, you could put, you know, giving me all these options. I was like, well, can you just stuff that, and that into the pita? And it was amazing. It was so incredible. Wes, you haven't been there yet, have you? It is so good.
It's amazing.
A solid choice. Daniel, again, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Gurnee's got it. We'll continue next on 102.3 XLC.